United Kingdom research finds stigma surrounding gambling harm. Nearly two-thirds of people believe gambling advertisements are everywhere, according to new research referenced by the charity Gamble Aware as it calls for a nationwide dialogue to support those affected by gambling-related harm. Gamble Aware is encouraging people to speak openly about the issue after a recent survey revealed that 67% of respondents feel stigma still surrounds gambling harm. The charity warned that the risk extends to everyone, including children. Related: Gamble Aware research shows risks from online casino gaming. Public installation to highlight gambling harm. To highlight the growing concern, Gamble Aware unveiled a public installation at Westfield London this week. The exhibit features 85,000 poker chips, each representing a child aged 11 to 17 in the UK currently experiencing gambling harm. A supporting study commissioned by the organization found that 31% of people encountered their first gambling advert before turning 17, and 62% reported feeling that such ads are everywhere. In collaboration with partners such as Nationwide, the Football Supporters Association, the National Gambling Support Network, and 20 additional organizations, Gamble Aware is pushing for a national conversation to challenge the stigma that prevents individuals from accessing help. The charity's data also shows that 28% of those struggling with gambling problems hide it from family or friends. Among those most severely impacted, 24% avoid seeking help due to shame or embarrassment. Quote, "Now is the time to have a national conversation about gambling harm. Only by encouraging an open dialogue can we empower people to seek the support they need without judgment. Our daily lives are inundated with gambling advertising and marketing, normalizing what is a risky activity which can have a huge negative effect on people's lives, even children." This installation representing the 85,000 children affected aims to shine a light on this pressing issue and encourage meaningful dialogue. Zoe Osmond-Obe, Gamble Aware Chief Executive, calls for further restrictions on gambling ads. The charity is advocating for tighter gambling regulations, citing the addictive nature of ads and the sheer volume of exposure as contributing factors that put everyone at risk. Catherine Townsend, the head of customer vulnerability at Nationwide, said that they have introduced gambling awareness training for staff and introduced a 72-hour cooling-off period on the gambling block to give customers the chance to make considered choices. She also called for better collaboration between charities, government, and industry to reduce gambling harm. A spokesperson for the Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, spoke of the strict policies that the organization's members follow regarding underage gambling. The BGC also noted that a 2022 survey found the National Lottery to be the most recognized gambling brand among 11 to 16-year-olds. Additionally, over the past 4 years, BGC members and licensed operators have voluntarily contributed over £170 million, £50 million in 2024 alone, toward combating gambling harm. Most of these funds, managed independently, support a charity network led by Gamble Aware that treats 85% of those seeking help for gambling problems in the UK.